Good morning. You're here with The Morning After, 7:30 to 9:30 every single weekday morning. And guess what?
It's time that you get prescribed some arse. Oh my gosh. We're here with Audrey Baldwin. Thanks so much for coming into the studio on this moist morning.
Very moist.
It is.
Very moist. A soggy one.
Yes, but that is not a dampener because we are here talking about The Art Chemist, which has taken Osatahi by storm. Mm. What is it? That's two puns.
Oh my God, I'm awake now. There's my puns for breakfast. Art Chemist is an interactive pop-up art piece where we welcome the public in to tell us about their ailments, whether they're physical, emotional, philosophical. You know, you're struggling with living in the capitalist hellscape.
Mm.
We've got...
That's my
The you know, the cure-all for you, it's art.
Wow.
And so myself and a selection of highly qualified art chemists are prescribing creative endeavours, artworks, cool. exhibitions, events, communities, things to kind of, to work in with those, either to cure them or to help you maybe... engage on deeper thought and process what you're going through.
The Art Chemist has been placed in Cathedral Junction since the 29th of May. You said you're in your last week now. So what are your final, like, overarching feelings considering it's the final week of The Art Chemist?
Mm.
It has been so warm and fuzzy. We all know, all performers know that Christchurch can be a hard crowd.
Christchurch?
Yeah, hard. Well,
that's crazy, man. I've never heard that.
But so the people that come through the door are really generous and they engage so much and you kind of really get what you give out.
Mm.
And we've had some really beautiful conversations and, you know, I've had a couple of people, like, you know, the tissue box has been used to wipe some tears of understanding away. And it's been really lovely. I think also because all of the performers kind of come from a different background, we're all learning heaps more about each other's practices. Mm. So whether it's stand-up comedy or drag or, how do you describe Josiah Morgan's practice? Contemporary theatre.
Yes, go
and
watch Love and Information.
Yeah. We're all kind of, there's lots of cross-pollination going on.
Mm, cool.
Yeah.
And what is your background in specifically, if you want to tell the listeners?
Oh, I am a doer of things, a wrangler of things. I have a finger in pretty much any pie that's out there.
Cool.
I come from a fine arts background, majored in sculpture.
Ooh, very fancy.
But, went to UC, graduated about a decade ago now. and so I finished up... the year before the earthquakes, and of course I was thrust into an Osatahi that didn't have any artist-run spaces happening, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I've cut my teeth working on enlivening public spaces, doing pop-up things, working kind of outside the mould of the traditional gallery space.
Yeah.
I enjoy engaging with the public, challenging them a bit, and creating experiences that people can share. So I do performance art, and I always joke that I'm on a spectrum of either I'm angry and naked, or I'm slightly more clothed and doing some wholesome community engaged things.
And the fun part about radio is the people listening don't know which it is this morning. You know, this is
know.
A fully auditory experience.
No, you're wearing an amazing cheese.
Yeah, that's
dress.
True. Actually, we do need to break the mold because the dress is really cool.
Mold.
Yeah,
thank you.
Break the joke, should I say? Oh, God. We're on. I didn't even mean to make a pun
today,
and I made a pun.
You talk about enlivening Osatahi and the art scene. In which ways do you see that the art scene has been growing over the last few years?
I think that people are coming home. I do really think that audiences are changing. They're getting a lot more kind of receptive to various forms of creativity. Fantastically, you know, people are putting down roots, and I do feel like our communities here are incredibly resilient, but also really wide-ranging. And there's kind of, you know, we've become like this really great, there's a crosshatch, and we strengthen each other through our connectivity.
That's so cool. And how did you get the idea originally for this art chemist? Because like when you read it, it's like this makes so much sense,
right?
You know, like you know, when you're feeling down, you're like, well, I know this song or this movie or whatever brings me up. So it makes sense that art would help with those things. But how did you decide to turn this into this kind of interactive experience for the public?
It seemed like a thing that should already exist.
Yeah.
I did some, I'm using my finger quotes here, research. I did a lot of Google research and like looked into, I was like, surely this has happened before. And I had heard about a poetry chemist in the UK a couple of years ago. They only dealt in poetry. Yeah. And I was like, why not more? a lot of my practice has kind of talked about playing on processes, particularly like bureaucratic processes, and I love taking something that's familiar and taking and kind of tweaking it to make it a bit strange. So you know, I've done like millennial fortune telling where I'll read the fortunes of people using an avocado, or I did like a germ-free kissing booth, you know, so where I'm like pashing a piece of a window. very accurate in COVID times.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I'm drawing on past performances where, you know, I did one called Cup of Tea and a Lie Down where I made people a cup of tea and we did like I made these soft sculptures that kind of overcomplicated vulnerable interactions between people. Yeah, and I kind of wanted, I had a great time with my designer from Studio Momentum and I was like, you know, I kind of want it to be like a little bit corporate, a little bit new age, but a little bit fuzzy as well.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I'm pretty happy with how that's come across.
Awesome. Yes, it's cool the way that you're bridging these two worlds because I think to just the chemist world, I guess, and how it is corporate, I picture like white bottles on a shelf and, you know, like, this is what you must have now.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure that the art chemist is a little more fluid than that.
I spent an entire day hand dyeing our lab coats. So they're all like pastel colours.
Cool.
and it is. It's very conversation based and it's very, yeah, it's really playful, but it's also really earnest. Like, as opposed to the performers kind of like being like, oh, yes, I'm playing a character. We're hosting people in a gentle way and space and we're actually having a conversation. Like, how are you feeling? What's happening in your life right now? Have you, you know, is anything sticking with you? And we'll use that conversation to find something that we think genuinely
will help them.
Like. We're not just kind of being like, you need to go see the show.
You know, you need to go see my show, Ashley. That'll be $35 for the ticket.
I mean, there is also an element of that where it is, we're living in a post-COVID world, right? So, still during, not post. So we're talking about like supporting local and, but also kind of connecting people to things that they can actually go and see physically. I'm not prescribing like Google Van Gogh. Gross. I don't want that.
I want
actual tangible things that people can go and connect with, whether they're whether it's a video work or a comedy show, you know. Of course we do, and it's about accessibility, so everything that we prescribe in the main prescription is free. Anyone, you know, everyone can go see it. There might be further prescriptions for, you know, that are unsubsidized, such as, you know, please go to Little Andromeda, purchase a ticket. You know, but the main body of the work is always free. And we try and kind of find inroads for people to engage in the work. So we won't just mysteriously say, go and see this exhibition with no reason. We'll say, this might be interesting because these themes are evident in what you're talking about, or you really sound like you need a laugh.
Amazing. Wow. So I think it's the
aircon is turning.
Is it the aircon?
No, it's the rain.
It's the rain.
This is the first time in the studio that I've ever heard the rain like this.
Yeah, on the roof as well.
Anyway, side note, tangent. Anyway, what do you say to people that are like, what a waste of money?
I struggle to not tell them to go and like, you know, cool, just go and like rub your face against the road and see how much joy roads give you. I mean, I think that the arts... the arts and creativity and that kind of connection is what makes us human. And, you know, how would you have done without Netflix over lockdown? Thank you very much. That's all the arts. But also the arts, it's about more than just pretty things. It's about connection. It's about emotion. It's about thinking outside the square. And there's just so much to it. And it really can give back so much and enrich lives so much. It's definitely kept, you know, it's what's kept a lot of people going, myself included. I'm terrible at like dealing with like people like that.
I'm not great either. I feel like my patience has just dwindled so thin.
Well, I mean,
at this point.
Just also like because it's such a no-brainer.
Yeah,
it's just like have you listened to some music?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What world are you living in?
Yeah, it's like there's no way you're not. Like joining in an art in some capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. In
how
your
do you
normal
know
life?
Anything that's going on in the world if you mm-hmm. aren't engaging in media?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Yeah. Well, if you guys have any ailments or anything like that that you need to get checked out, then the chemist is open Thursday to Sunday, correct?
Thursday to Sunday.
Thursday
yeah.
to Sunday, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. So go and get checked up and get your prescription that you may require.
Yeah, we also have a late night on Friday
from
5 till 7 where you can get creative as well. We're doing some life drawing just across the tram tracks in the Green Lab space. Mm-hmm. We'll have Amy Lee Broadstock and costumed life drawing. And at the same time, thinking of that cross-pollination, the Green Lab is also hosting a celebration of their artists who've been in there for 2 months working on these beautiful green frames. So there'll be, you know, come and make some art, get a prescription. Late night Friday.
Amazing. Perfect. Audrey Baldwin, art chemist, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks.